Red Big Scary Teeth by Jarvis. Alan came from a long line of very scary alligators. He was known throughout the jungle for his scary. It was what he did best. Alan would start each day polishing his scales, sharpening his nails, and brushing each of his big scary teeth for at least 10 minutes at a time. And after practicing his frightening faces in the mirror, he sneaked into the jungle for his morning round of scaring. Alan went snap, snap, and grr, grr. He said things like, "I big scary Alan, fear my ranger sharp teeth." He made the frogs leap off their lily pads, the monkeys tumble from the trees, and the parrots screech in terrible terror. Snap, snap, eek, ah, squawk. "I love being scary," laughed Alan. After a long day of scaring the jungle animals, Alan would head back to the swamp, relax, finishing the crossword in Jungle Times, and take out his false teeth. Nobody knew about Alan's false teeth. "Good night, teeth. Sweet dreams, my scary snappers," Alan would say as he put them away in carefully super secret hide spot. One morning, Barry the Beaver was up early collecting wood and came across the dozing Alan. Terrified that Alan might quickly wake up and gobble him whole, he quickly dived behind the bush. "Phew, that was close," thought Barry. Just as a set off, his teeth fell out, which was very similar. Snap, 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 snap. When Alan woke, his teeth were gone. My teeth, where are my teeth? What did he do? He made the frogs leap off their lily pads and the monkeys tumble from the trees and the parrots screech with laughter. Alan just wasn't very scary without his teeth. Alan sunk back to the swamp. He had never felt more embarrassed. He came from a long line of very scary alligators. Scaring was all he had ever known. What would Alan do now? Poor Alan began to cry, just a bit at first, but then the tears kept coming. He howled and yowled more than all the jungle babies put together. And he could not stop crying until... next morning, the animals turned up at Alan's swamp with big scary teeth. "We'll give you your teeth back," said the frog. "Really?" said Alan. "No one, in one condition," said Parrot. "You have to stop scaring us." "But what will I do? I don't know anything else." "Anything else?" "We have an idea," said Frog. And so every day after polishing his scales, sharpening his nails and brushing his big scary teeth, Alan heads to the jungle and became Alan the gardener, Alan the hairdresser, and Alan the dentist. But every night he became Alan the scary big storyteller, thrilling the jungle animals in his terrifying tales. "Bwahaha, I love being scary," laughed Alan. And sometimes even he let Barry borrow his teeth. Grrr. The end.